Alaska is home to a commonplace resource that is becoming scarce in many parts of the world. No, not oil, water. And an Alaska marketing expert tells us why we need to start thinking of water as a valuable commodity. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Back in the heyday of Wally Hickel, there was a plan afloat to pipe fresh Alaska water to California via an undersea pipeline. Hickel needed to appoint a state water director to get the ball rolling.
I was the first director and the last director.
Rick Davidge was the only state water director ever. In 1993, he published a paper looking at the notion of global bulk water markets from an economic and ecological standpoint. As a result, he was faced with a number of applications to export water from Alaska.
I discovered as director that we had no legal framework within which to deal with that. Governor Hickel and I mustered some emergency legislation, which is now, in many cases, considered model legislation for countries or states that are looking at the notion of water exports and or imports.
That state law still stands. Since then, Davidge has formed Aqueous USA, a company which consults with countries and communities, large and small, which are interested in exporting or importing water. Davidge says a number of Alaska communities are looking at exporting local water.
Water has been exported and imported globally and between regions, probably most immediately or historically in the Mediterranean, but then even Captain Cook was exporting water from Alaska.
It was Davidge who told Hickel that the water pipeline south was not viable economically or any other way. He says now subsea pipelines are too expensive to build or maintain.
And we have found that water transport bags are, in fact, much more reliable and cost-effective as opposed to subsea pipelines. For a lot of reasons. You can modify the delivery based on demand, either in scale or in schedule. You can have bags based on the market demand, etc.
He says inefficiency is the hallmark of most water delivery systems in this country.
The old laws or the old habits in water markets were the more you buy, the less you pay per unit, which encouraged waste.
Davidge says Alaska's law says the reverse. The more water taken, the higher the price paid to the state. Davidge says the water has to be developed and conveyed through a private entity. A state permit requires proof that the water taken is in excess of the needs of local communities.
So the state has to ensure that all these other needs are covered before they would approve an export. I advocate keeping enough water for the needs of the local communities, the ecology of the area, etc., out 50 years minimum.
Davidge says there is enough water for everybody on the planet. It's just that human populations tend to glom together in areas not where the water is. So the water has to be moved to where the population is gathered. And that's both costly and ultimately unsustainable. New delivery techniques demand a new perspective, too. He says water needs to be marketed according to its purity. A high pH value is the most pure for human consumption.
Particularly in the western part of the world, we don't look at water based on its various characteristics. We look at water as water. Water is water. No, it's not. There are enormous variables in the quality of water.
Multiple water delivery systems are on the horizon, he says, where different quality waters are delivered to users. All uses don't require high-quality water.
Our strategy in America of providing all water at drinking water standard is just nuts. It's economically nuts. It's ecologically nuts. It just doesn't make any sense. And I'm delighted to see communities now moving towards the notion of having a potable and a non-potable water.
For instance, he says you don't need chlorinated water to wash the car or to water the lawn. Removing the chlorine from some water would reduce the amount of pollution in the environment. He says water bills are largely charged to pay off indebtedness to the cost of the infrastructure used to convey it. New ways of providing water will require new infrastructures, he says, to keep costs at a level consumers can live with. New technology technologies are on the horizon. Aqueous is working with new technologies to apply to desalinization techniques for coastal area water needs, ones that reduce harm to the environment. But David cautions that Alaska won't be swapping its oil product for a water product anytime soon.
No, they're quite different markets, but I believe that in my lifetime, we will see bulk exports of water from Alaska to major global markets.
United Nations studies indicate that a point is coming by mid-century when more than half the people on the planet will not have adequate water. David says that point could come a lot sooner unless steps are taken to revise how the precious commodity is delivered. I'm Ellen Lockyer.